Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. This hadith is about the etiquettes of fasting. As you know, we are currently in the month of Ramadan. This is a very blessed month, a very good opportunity for a Muslim to turn back towards Allah, to improve himself spiritually. There are many distinctions, of course, as you know, for the month of Ramadan. This is the month in which, obviously, you know, the Quran was revealed. And it is also the month in which, in most probability, the night of ordainment, the Laylatul Qadr, occurs. The night in which, you know, we perform ibadat and worship of God in hopes of securing His mercy and forgiveness. A lot of distinctions for this blessed month. One of the distinctions of this blessed month is that this is a month in which we are obliged to fast. And fasting is incumbent upon every Muslim in this month. Obviously, fasting, it has its own rules and regulations. You know, there are certain things that you cannot do while you're fasting that invalidate the fast. And there are certain things which are obligatory upon the one fasting. These are things which have been mentioned in the relevant books of jurisprudence, of Islamic jurisprudence. We don't want to go into that right now. In this session today, we are going to be looking at some of the etiquettes of fasting. By etiquettes, we mean some of the things that we can do while we are fasting, which can improve the chances of our fast becoming accepted in by God Almighty. The Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, says the following in this beautiful hadith. She says, "What is the fasting person doing with his fast if he is not guarding his tongue, his hearing, his sight, and his limbs from sin?" What this means is that while we are fasting, it's possible that we might not do anything specifically that would invalidate our fast. For example, let's say somebody's fasting and he backbites somebody, he speaks behind somebody's back. Such a thing would not technically invalidate a person's fast. Nevertheless, this is a sin. And this is almost paradoxical. A person is fasting, seeking proximity to God, but at the same time, he is doing something that distances himself from God, right? This is not, this is contrary to the etiquettes of fasting. If one might give an example by saying this, let's say that imagine a person who goes out and exercises and he becomes kind of sweaty and smelly. Instead of taking a bath, he goes and he sprays some perfume upon himself, right? That perfume doesn't have the same effect if the person, right, doesn't take a bath. If a person takes a bath and then puts the perfume on, obviously, the effect that is sought from the perfume, you know, the desired effect would accrue from it. In contrast to this person who, without taking a bath or a shower, just simply puts it on, right? Fasting is something similar to this. We can't expect the expected effects that we seek from it to accrue from it if we sin while fasting. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at fasting and its etiquettes, In the words of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamu Allah alayha. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.